Stages in carrying out pharmacoeconomic evaluation. Stages in the implementation of pharmacoeconomic evaluation should refer to the guidelines for reporting pharmacoeconomic research contained in the Consolidated Health Economic Evaluation Reporting Standards, CHEERS 2022. CHEERS 2022 provides guidance for stakeholders in the health sector and pharmacoeconomic researchers regarding important components that must be considered when conducting pharmacoeconomic evaluations, such as accurate information regarding the health interventions being compared along with their context, how the evaluation was carried out, what the main findings were, as well as other details that can help readers and reviewers interpret and utilize research findings and help researchers replicate previous research findings. The pharmacoeconomic evaluation in this chapter will be illustrated simply from a drug study on heart failure therapy titled Cost-Effectiveness Analysis of Sacubitril/Valsartan compared to Enalapril for heart failure patients in Indonesia. Zakia et al., 2021. Pharmacoeconomic evaluation follows at least several stages, namely 4.1. Identification of the problems. Given the increasing cases of HF, many health interventions are currently being developed to improve survival and reduce the hospitalization rate of HF disease. Primarily, HF with preserved ejection fraction, HFPEF, which has few therapy options. Sacubitril/Valsartan, including a relatively new therapy in HFPEF therapy, is clinically proven beneficial in HF patients, Paradigm HF trial. However, the clinical implications and economic impact of this therapy in HFPEF patients are still unknown. Question: is the addition of sacubitril/valsartan therapy to the standard therapy for HFPEF cost-effective to be included in the reimbursement package in Indonesia? 4.2. Determining the study perspective. Researchers must determine from what point of view to view the economic impact of adding sacubitril/valsartan to standard HFPEF therapy. This will impact what types of costs will be included in the analysis. Perspective. The research will take the healthcare payer perspective because the analysis aims to provide recommendations to policymakers regarding reimbursement of HF therapy packages. In Indonesia, this is BPJS Kesehatan. 4.3. Determining the effectiveness and alternative outcomes. The outcome of HFPEF patients to be seen is the hospitalization rate and survival of patients. The outcome will be translated into life years, LY, and quality-adjusted life years, QALYs. LY is the number of additional life years due to intervention. QALYs are the cumulative calculation of the quality of life of patients who survive with a certain intervention during the specified analysis time, time horizon. Therapy effectiveness data can be taken from direct observation in the field through a clinical trial study in hospitals. If there is no research conducted in the hospital or in that country, data can be taken from other researchers' trial data or secondary references. Recommendations for scientific evidence that can be used for effectiveness data follow the level of evidence rules from evidence-based medicine theory, namely from meta-analysis or registered clinical trials, and so on. For example, in this study, effectiveness was taken from Paradigm HF trial data regarding mortality between patients using sacubitril/valsartan compared to enalapril in HF patients. Outcome: hospitalization rate and survival, mortality rate of sacubitril/valsartan therapy compared to enalapril. Figure 1 displays an example of an input parameters table used in a pharmacoeconomic analysis model. This table contains various important components that form the basis of calculation, such as transition probabilities, rate of hospital admission, utility variables, and cost components. These values are obtained from scientific publications or previous clinical trial results, then processed in the form of probabilistic distributions, Dirichlet, beta, or gamma, for probabilistic sensitivity analysis, PSA, purposes. Through this table, researchers can ensure that all parameters used have a strong empirical basis, so that simulation results are more representative of actual clinical and economic conditions. Figure 1. Example of an input parameter table from a publication.
4.4. Determining pharmacoeconomic study design. To see the long-term impact of sacubitril/valsartan therapy, a modeling-based pharmacoeconomic evaluation method in the form of Markov modeling is chosen. The determination of this model ideally must be approved by clinicians who know the course of the disease being studied. The Markov model must be able to describe the progress of HF-PEF patients in every health state. In this study, there are three states: HF-PEF patients alive and recovered, HF-PEF patients hospitalized, and HF-PEF patients who died. Movement from each state is simulated in the form of transition probability. Markov model. Patients with HF-PEF can be hospitalized due to emergency conditions or indeed require hospital care. Patients in the hospital can die or recover. Patients receiving therapy can die and recover. Patients who recover can die due to cardiovascular conditions or other causes. Patient movement from one state to another is calculated by transition rate, hospitalization rate, and mortality rate from the table in Figure 1. 4.5. Determining the cost and utility. A. Costs in this study are observed from the healthcare payer perspective. Thus, all costs, direct medical and non-medical costs, incurred by the healthcare payer need to be included in the analysis. It is recommended that costs be taken from the local setting where the research is conducted. Examples of costs that can be taken include 1. Base costs covering costs incurred by patients not related to hospitalization, but related to their health. Example, routine visit costs, nursing home care costs, and standard therapy during outpatient care. Data can be taken from patient payment records at the hospital. 2. Monthly drug costs taken from the government drug price list, e-catalog. Because there are price differences from various sources, suppliers, sensitivity analysis needs to be done to see if price differences will influence results. 3. Hospitalization costs due to their HF condition. Data can be taken from patient payment records at the hospital. 4. Emergency care costs due to their HF. Data can be taken from patient payment records at the hospital. 5. Cardiovascular death care costs in the hospital. Data taken from patient payment records. 6. In this study, the costs included can be seen in the input parameter table, Figure 1. B. Utility in each state is recommended to use local setting data. However, if there are no study results, researchers can take data from research in countries with similar characteristics. For example, for Indonesia, data can be taken from India because both are developing countries.
This study takes from secondary study data covering utility when HFPER patients are hospitalized and when discharged from the hospital. Figure 1. 4.6. Discounting costs and QALYs. If the model uses a time horizon of more than 1 year, it will be more relevant if the calculation of costs and outcomes projected to occur in the future are discounted to obtain the present value. In this study, patients entering the model are HFPEF patients aged 72 years. So the time horizon of this study is 28 years. Cost and quality of life need to be discounted because the currency value will decrease every year. The magnitude of discounting is 3%. 4.7. Displaying the results. Results displayed are base case costs and outcomes from each therapy, followed by calculating incremental values of costs and outcomes and ICER values chosen for decision-making, namely, ICER in rupiah per QALY and dollars per QALY as in Figure 2. Figure 2. Example of an ICER value table. 4.8. Conducting sensitivity analysis in decision-making. 4.8.1. Deterministic sensitivity analysis. Deterministic sensitivity analysis, or one-way sensitivity analysis, is used to see which parameters most influence the analysis. Key driver. Each parameter is entered according to the parameter range from the original research data. If no range is found from the data, it is assumed the range is 25% of the original value. From the tornado diagram results, Figure 3, it can be seen that the factor slash parameter most influencing the analysis result is the death rate of HF patients with therapy after discharge from the hospital. Risk mortality outside hospitalization. Figure 3, example of a tornado diagram. 4.8.2, probabilistic sensitivity analysis, PSA. Probabilistic sensitivity analysis, PSA, is done by entering all possible combined values of all parameters within the data value range following the established distribution, done by inputting 5,000 to 10,000 data imputations. From the PSA analysis results of the study, it can be seen that the majority of analysis results show in quadrant 1 in figure 4. This indicates the addition of sacubitril / valsartan has greater cost but also produces greater effectiveness, QALY. Figure 4. Results of the probabilistic sensitivity analysis, PSA. The ICER value from PSA results, if viewed from various WTP ranges, yields a CEAC, cost-effectiveness acceptability curve, as in the example in Figure 5. In this study, if the government determines the WTP value is 58 million rupiahs, then the probability of sacubitril / valsartan being cost-effective is 80%. However, if the government WTP is increased to 100 million rupiahs, then the probability of sacubitril / valsartan being cost-effective is 98%. Figure 5. Cost-effectiveness acceptability curve, CEAC graph. 4.9. Drawing the conclusions. Based on the WTP standard in Indonesia, applicable at the time the study was conducted, sacubitril / valsartan therapy in HFPEF patients is potentially cost-effective compared to enalapril. So it is worthy of consideration in the JKN scheme. This intervention is assessed to provide improved quality of life with additional costs that are still in line with health economic efficiency limits.